Hello, you are listening to Accordion Noir here on CFRO Co-op Radio 102.7 FM in Vancouver. My name is Bruce. We're here every Wednesday night from 10 o'clock to 11 p.m., and that includes tonight. So here we are. My roommate, co-host, whatever he is, Rowan, is over on the other side of the room.
We don't actually live in the studio, though sometimes it may feel like that, and we're covering for three or four extra shows.
Yes.
But this is the only one where we get to play all of our favorite Squeezebox music from all over, parts all over. Where was that from, Bruce?
The last one was, we just got that from Adela Hilmi. It's called Belly Dancing, and it's from a record called Rock the Tabla.
Did it arrive at your place, like, on the back of a donkey?
No. Camel? It came in the mail. In one of those shrink-wrapped kind of record package things.
Was there desert dust in the package?
Yes, there was. I'll give you that. And, it's Egyptian, really cool, and that's the only track with accordion, but a quarter-tone-tuned accordion. So they took their file out and made all the accordion notes half as big as they're supposed to be, according to the Western accordion masters. And that means they get twice the music out of the same instrument. So we got some more music tonight. Should be a good show. Some new things and some really cool things from the Play This in the Next Show file. We'll have information coming up about the upcoming Accordion Noir Co-op Radio Fund Drive and special that we're going to do for that. So, as we are, we've got right now Joanna Juhula. Dang, I always say her name wrong.
Joanna about right.
Juhola. I get the U and the O mixed up, and I don't speak Finnish anyways, so I don't know. I've emailed back and forth with her. Maybe she'll come play here sometime. Wouldn't that be cool? She's from Finland, and she's rocking. Thank you.
our troubles away. Some mean old mama's got your head all in a horrible way. Still, for all your crying and all your pain, you're just the sweetest little woman that I've seen in my day. So come on, pretty mama, let me take your troubles away. I've heard you wake up crying from the evils lying under our bed. You say there's no use trying to protect you from the danger and dread. Though this world is made of fearsome beasts and barking by, we were born to put these creatures through one hell of a fight. May we feast upon the flesh of any fever that befalls you tonight. Lay down your burdens, don't you let them drag you into the ground. I know you're hurting, but there's plenty of your pain to go around. Lord knows that everybody's got a cross to bear, and I see no use in trying to contrast and compare. There's always someone being slaughtered by a bigger stack of splinters somewhere.
Someone at the dog show, she was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said I really love you. The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. In fact, when you're following an angel, doesn't mean you have to throw your body off a building. So whether meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things. I heard they had a space program when they sing you can't hear, there's nowhere. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I am already there. Gonna ask for my admission, gonna speak to the man in charge. The secretary says he's on another line, can I hold for a long, long time? I found out she's an angel, I don't think she knows I know. I'm worried that something might happen to me if anyone ever finds out. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. When you're following an angel, doesn't mean you have to throw your body off a building. So whether meeting on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things. I heard they had a space program when they sing you can't hear, there's nowhere. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I am already there. When you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off a building? So with them eating on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest things.
Okay.
That oh my was, gosh.
Yes?
Who are we? What are we doing here? Why are we playing all this weird music?
We're Accordion Noir.
Oh, that's right.
And we're here on CFRO 102.7 FM Vancouver.
Well, that explains a few things.
And my name's Bruce, and this is Rowan, and we're playing lots of accordion music. Thus, that was our friend Duckman Du from down in San Francisco doing She's an Angel, which is a They Might Be Giants song, though we were just discussing various people covering They Might Be Giants, talking about doing Devo covers by Weird Al that aren't the same.
Weird Al's Everything You Know Is Wrong, a very They Might Be Giantsian song, not actually written or performed by They Might Be Giants, but present on his album Bad Hair Day.
Yeah, it's a good song. So Duckman Du was supposed to come up here, and everyone had a major meltdown at the border, and so he didn't get to, and it was one of those accordion meltdowns.
Does he have a nuclear-powered accordion?
Something like that. Kimmo Pojonen from
Finland. What the blueprints were for on a shirt?
That's right. That's what that thing is.
But tell me about Kimmo first.
Total Manhattan Project accordion. He's Duckman Du has these T-shirts with this crazy, like, multi-valve steambox-looking accordion.
It's like a device that plays 8 accordions simultaneously.
Totally fabulous. On the back, it has, like, a breakdown with, like, a little...
schematics.
Not a pie chart, schematics of all the different parts, and they're fantastic. It's a great, great shirt. Best accordion shirt I've acquired lately.
You're going to share some great Kimmo Pojonen trivia. But
I'm going to do that in a second. But first, I'm going to say you can get these T-shirts tomorrow night at the Squeezebox Circle here in town. See, it comes around. That's the Vancouver Squeezebox Circle is at Spartacus Books at 684 East Hastings Street. Starts at 8, goes until 10
We're starting an hour early this month.
Are we?
To learn some repertoire for the Heart of the City Festival. Todd Wong has set us up with a special history of Strathcona neighborhood.
Accordion.
Demonstrated by accordion music of all the ethnic groups who came on through. We're going to see if we can pick up some Jimi Hendrix in honor of its most famous graduate.
He was totally in the whole Hogan's Alley here. That's a good idea.
And we are also going to have Duckman Du CDs.
Yes.
We got his shirts, we got his CDs, we got almost every part of Duckman Du except for the man himself.
Except for the guy. Yeah, it was very unfortunate. Kimmo Pojonen, has a quote about how he plays crazed, electronic-influenced, whatever, accordion, and he talks about how inside his accordion it's all wired up in there, and he's got a little panel and all these wires, and he says, it looks remarkably like a bomb on the x-ray machines. So he always has to explain to the airplane people why he's carrying this dangerous instrument onto their airplanes.
I thought that you maybe were going to be saying how when he did his piece that was orchestrated for accordion and farm equipment, that he maybe had rigged up his accordion to the exhaust of the tractors. So instead of pumping air through his accordion, he'd be pumping
the exhaust fumes from the pollution from the tractors. Diesel-powered accordion, that's next.
Then you'd really need to clean off the
accordion
reeds.
Noir. It's true. That might do a number. It'd be like the old accordions they used to talk about, the accordion
smoke
repair
in
people.
The bellows to see
They would, in order to see whether the bellows were really tight, they would blow smoke into the bellows, and then you'd see, you know, smoke came out the little holes. That's the story. But also, you could tell the age of some accordions because older accordions, which were played in clubs, you open them up and they have all this like cigarette tar all over in the inside. Exciting, exciting stuff. So, the best accordion record that I got in today,
and there were a lot of them.
A long time. I got some new music this week. This is the best new accordion I have received in quite some time. Probably since I got that Alice Hall package in the mail, which is hard to top. This is Clay and Scott. They were Philadelphia street musicians and preachers from back. This was recorded in 1961. This folk recorder guy running around, he heard about these guys, went downtown, checked them out, and pulled them into probably the radio station booth, just like this, and recorded them. And this is from their record, Standing on the Highway, and it was released. These are the original recordings they made. They made like some studio albums later on the same kind of label, but these are the original, okay guys, let's see what you got, recordings. And I just think this stuff is the greatest thing ever. I'm gonna hand these right over after we finish playing this song. I'm gonna walk them over to Mark Lindy at the Gospel Train so he can play them on Friday night. You should totally check him out. What's he on, like 8:30 to 10 or something like that? Gospel Train.
Sounds about
check
right.
It all out. It's really good.
For the motherless,
well,
a father for the fatherless too. Lord, you said if I were to serve you, you'd be my father too. Put your loving arms all around me, prop every leaning star. Lord, I said every young knee, surely must bow, surely must bow. Here is the heavenly Father once more.
To me, one drop tonight.
face to me. Time on drop tonight. Give me one drop tonight till the morning shows a face to me. One drop tonight. Give me one drop tonight till the morning shows a face to me. One drop tonight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Accordion Noir at CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Because you're a good person.
You might be listening to us on the podcast at accordionnoir.org, in which case you're still probably a pretty decent person, even if you don't have the fortune to be within our broadcast range, or you aren't able to listen to us at our weekly broadcast time from 10 to 11 p.m., which is much easier to listen to than our original broadcast time of 2 to 3 a.m.
2 to 3 a.m. We'd still be awake now if we were doing our show at that time. We're still awake now since the last time we had to do our show.
I'm pretty sure I'm awake right now.
Man. Anyways, that's a horrible memory. I don't like to remember. Of all my accordion memories, staying up until that late just threw me for the rest of the week. But I really like our present time. And it's good. We get to play accordion music for you. And so we just did, and that was amazing. That last piece was from the Belgian Home Record label, which I can unequivocally recommend everything that Home Records has ever sent to us. They are incredible, and they have all this accordion music from all these amazing players. That particular one was Celestine from the Cinema Nova record from 2008. By Masot Florison Harbosunski. I know I said two or three out of those three wrong. It's like accordion. What do we just hear? It was like accordion, bass, tuba, or some crazy
some
combination
trumpet
of singing. Trumpet.
Through it was singing. Very noir.
Wow. So pretty. Their records are just so good. I want to go to Belgium just to hang out on the street and listen to this stuff on Top 40, which I know it all is over there. Prior to that, we had the... what did we have? I didn't write it all down, but I have it here. We had the Gertrudes, who are our friends from over... where are they from? Ontario? Somewhere? Somewhere.
Hello, Gertrudes.
Hi, Gertrudes.
Hope you're
doing from
well.
Kingston, Ontario. And Clay and Scott, my personal new favorite Philadelphia street singers. Man, I love that record. We got to play the whole thing sometime. And then we heard a weird little song, Brown Bird, is the name of the group or person or whatever. It's from one of those Putumayo compilation things you can buy in like coffee shops and whatnot. And they put one out of kind of music you can hear in coffee shops, kind of singer-songwriters.
That's exactly and what Putumayo is.
There was a band. What? What's a Putumayo?
You find the music in coffee shops.
Oh. That's confusing. So yeah. They had a band that had accordion in the picture, but it didn't have accordion on their music, so I condemned them. But this other person, Brown Bird, had accordion, even though they didn't have it in their picture. So we're just going to switch the pictures and the tracks, and that was a really nice one called Danger and Dread from them. And then what do we have before? The Boxcar Boys. The Boxcar Boys are, where do we get that one? From Toronto. And it's a strange, weird little record they sent us, and so you should, of course, get it. Don't Be Blue is called. It's brand new stuff we just got in. Yeah, and then we had Johanna Juhola from Finland, if you came in late. All right, so we have more things coming up. This is Teresa Levasseur from my long-standing mispronouncing all the French names, because I'm ignorant. She is from Parkdale, Ontario, and just sent us this record, which I don't know if this is the only song with accordion on there, but I had difficulty finding others. But I think she plays it herself, and so it's got to be good. So it's pretty cool. There you go. blues kind of thing.
Thank you.
Oh, that was pretty. I always like that. That was the Accordion Tribe with the five accordionists from all over the world, and that's a five-star. Just share that with you tonight. Yeah, on my Play This Next Show list, that was a top five number. You're here listening to Accordion Noir on Co-op Radio, CFR 102.7 FM in Vancouver. Rowan and myself are here.
We're not just listening to Accordion Noir. What have we got going in the background here?
In the background, we are on the theme of time traveling, as we were talking about earlier. We're time traveling from tomorrow, from the Squeezebox Circle, Vancouver Squeezebox Circle at Spartacus Book 684 East Hastings. From 8 to 10 tomorrow night, we're going to be down there squeezing our bellows and each other and
as early as 7.
Anything we can get our hands on.
Trying to shill some Duckman Doo goods, t-shirts and CDs.
That's
true. Awesome.
Tomorrow starts early at 7, so bring yourself early.
We'll be planning and preparing for a November 5th group performance by members of the Squeezebox Circle as part of the Heart of the City Festival.
Yeah, the festival should be really, really fun. So that's coming up. You can always get more information about Squeezebox, kind of accordion information here in Vancouver at squeezeboxcircle.org. Squeezeboxcircle.org. Our friend Alan Zisman has that going on.
We've got some other website addresses people need to hear. Of course, back recordings of all of our episodes are available through the podcast at accordionnoir.org. If you ever need 5 years of accordion recordings
in a row,
which comes to about, we're up to about 250 hours of accordion music.
That's what the world needed. That's enough to get you like all the way across country or something several times. You might be able to. How many hours does it take to fly or drive around the world?
I think it would be about 70 hours, maybe 80 hours to get coast to coast in the U.S. continental.
Yeah.
On four wheels.
Oh,
so,
four. I was thinking flying? No.
So you could do a couple of round trips with accordion music in the background. It would be great. It would be great.
It would be
That's
great.
That's an understatement. Of course, you also have a blog you're working on, accordionuprising.com, where you share, throw out some morsels that you uncover over the course of researching your book, Telling the Untold, Unknown, Uncared About, but crucially fascinating
history of
the accordion in the 20th century.
People are going to care,
how
for
and
sure.
Why and where and why and how and where is
this
it going?
This is my brain thing. I got to go to the library. I thought of this yesterday. I have to study the history of metallurgy to find out when they developed the sheet metal machining characteristics, because it totally lines up. They developed the ability to make brass sheet metal cheaply in like 1834, and the accordion started hitting at 1829, and it took off. So it was like brass sheet metal. That's the reason the accordion hit in the Industrial Revolution. I'm blown away by this. I have to go to the library and get all the books about it.
So can you point me to the metallurgy section, please?
Don't go to the downtown public library in Vancouver and check out all the metalworking books until I get there first. Just to let you know, I'm in line there. All right, we're going to head out of here. We've got Late Night with Savages coming up, and we are going to hear you next week. I should warn you, we have coming up the Co-op Radio Fun Drive is happening in the next few weeks, and we've got a special coming up. Should we give it away? Should we keep it a secret?
We'll say it's a keyed instrument like an accordion, but it's a stringed instrument unlike an accordion.
And it has a cranky crank on the side.
So that's that's blowing the whole thing out of the water.
Yep, but we're
relying
not saying.
On our listeners to, if they get excited about our member drive programming, to support us and our parent radio station by sending in a pledge of some genuine currency of whatever kind you like. If you live in Belgium, you can still support our radio station and help us stay on the air and
internet. We'll have a special contest for all the different monies where we have to guess what currency you use in your country.
Maybe we can give away a prize to the person who donates from the furthest away.
We totally should do that. So we're heading out, and that's all I can think of. Thanks very much
for listening. We'll see you next week, folks. Squeeze on.
All right.
chez mon père, j'écoute le phonon. Maintenant je suis dame, j'écoute la radio. Et pourtant je regrette tant, je regrette, regrette en secret la petite maisonnette que mon père habitait. Quand j'étais chez mon père, je portais les bas coton. Maintenant je suis dame, je porte des bas nylon. Et pourtant je regrette tant, je regrette, regrette en secret la petite maisonnette que mon père habitait. Quand j'étais chez mon père, je me promenais en vélo. Maintenant je suis dame, j'ai ma petite auto. Et pourtant je regrette tant, je regrette, regrette en secret la petite maisonnette que mon père habitait. Quand j'étais chez mon père, je parlais le français. Maintenant je suis dame, je parle souvent l'anglais. Et pourtant je regrette tant, je regrette, regrette en secret la petite maisonnette que mon père habitait.